Well, look, sport can be cruel, and that's as cruel as it can get.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crushing. I don't know what, there's words to say, really, but it's very disappointing.
Yeah. And played so well. You know, I thought defensively it was as good a defensive system as even the Donegal team in a long, long time.
Yeah, look, we said it all week that we needed to deliver that 60-minute performance and beyond, and I thought defensively, and listen, everybody, I thought just from the word go, they were really 100 miles an hour. They went at it. They absolutely executed everything we asked of them. And, you know, from a coaching perspective, that's all you can ever ask. Like, yeah. They literally gave everything and they had, and they didn't, you know, and just in the heat of battle, things happen. And just, you know, looking back in that game is going to be a hard one now in the next couple of days, but I'm going to have to look back at it and see, is there areas I felt maybe at 8-5 when we were at normal time, we controlled the ball and we give the ball away soft a couple of times, and we should have seen that out. And, yeah. They're young fellas, they're 15, 16, 17, some of them are only 16 and 17, and they're playing there, and that the whitey, like that, the experience that they're going to get, you know, and then just hopefully take forwards.
4-5 up at half time, having the wind in your back in the second half, you know, and I always fancy these goals, you know, the town and there's the scoring goals. You obviously knew you had a work to do, but you were happy, I'm sure.
Yeah, look, I thought we needed to make sure we kept it really tight at the first half. Look, they've been cutting teams open. Like, I think we cut their score on like 13 points this year. Like, that's well below their average. They've been averaging well over 25 points in a game, like, you know, so we knew that there was gonna be a massive task there. But we were ready for it, we were prepared for it, and like, we cut them down, and I actually felt, to be honest with you, and I felt they were getting frees a lot softer than we were getting them as well, which is very disappointing. Seems to be a common trend, but look, as I said, 8-5 up, I'd have 15 minutes to go. I kind of thought we might see it out and just let them back
in. But you have to give them credit as well. Obviously, they're a very experienced bunch of players, and obviously, they were ahead of the posse at the start of the year in everybody's eyes.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, they're a phenomenal outfit. Tyrone and Derry are very much the four in Irish football have been over the last couple of years. But like, that's now, we take them to penalties. We got to an Ulster final last year. We've shown now that we're definitely, if we're not up there, we're certainly very close to the top, you know, and we're probably ahead of other counties as well in that regard. So the one thing that we want to take now is belief from that we can, we can compete with the best. Hopefully now, next year, that platform has been laid for them, they'll carry the torch.
Obviously, they learned from the first period, the first half, doing this first period of extra time, because they had the wind, and obviously they took a full advantage of it.
They did take a full advantage, but if you look at some of the, there was different times where I was just disappointed, where we felt we got ourselves into a scoring area. Like, for example, the last play of the first half, extra time, Mark McDevitt was definitely fouled inside the D. Like, if he kicks that point and go two in, you know, and now, to be fair, Tyrone, they battled hard. They're a fantastic outfit there, you know, and the McCrory Cup and underage football and physical development, they've been excellent.
But when they went 5 up, you were gone, it looked like it, didn't it? But then,
Alison, there's one thing about this group, they never give up. Like, that was something we were trying to instill in them for a long time, and the belief that they took from themselves, and that complete commitment to each other, and that absolutely unrelenting desire for them to play for each other. That's what it was about. I don't know, I'm kind of stuck for words, Tom, because from a coaching perspective, I don't think I've ever been involved in a more complete performance in terms of coaching. I thought maybe Lady Luck was looking at us when we got that leveller, but
yeah, because they missed a few frees as well at a stage, and you see things like that happening. I think Noah Grimes missed a free where Carl Joseph had pointed from in the first half, and you begin to think, well, maybe, you know, this, you know, it's our day.
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing that I would say too is that Finbar Rorty and Donald Gallagher, the way they, you know, tagged them men was absolutely phenomenal. It was like, you know, senior men stuff, what they did. Like, and Michael Holm came up with a bit of magic towards the end of the game, but Finbar was gone off at that stage of cramp, and he was struggling. Like, and Finbar's only 16 years old, and he just, like everyone else, he given absolutely everything to the cause, you know, so he was. But
and when it goes to penalty, it's a lottery.
Yeah, look, we said that before we've stepped on. I said, look, it's going to be whatever happens, and just I would have taken two extra periods of 10 minutes. Maybe the boys wouldn't have, but I would have took the extra two extra and tried to play it out from there. But,
Had you practiced penalties?
We had discussed them, but we hadn't really practiced them. But due to the nature of cramp, we probably had players that maybe on the bench would have maybe stepped up. To be fair, I thought some of the penalties were excellent, like Yusen and Carr and Owen Scott's penalties were phenomenal for young players who were just on the bench. So they were. So look, I said they're lottery, and there was nothing we could do, you know.
Yeah, well, they talk about the minor as more development squad nowadays, maybe than the old is, what is seen as an NFL championship on its own. So those lads have developed a lot, as you said. You've narrowed the gap with Tyrone.
Yeah, certainly. I think development, you know, like that's a big, they're big moments in young men's lives. You know, that was a, like, yeah, there was a good crowd there, a real championship atmosphere and a real championship intensity to it. And we threw everything we had at it, and I'm just unbelievably proud of them.